This is a Smoke Radio podcast.
My earliest music memory, I think, was playing Beatles songs on my dad's piano. And my mum used to run nightclubs, and so the bottom of our house was always full of vinyl. So just kind of checking out the vinyl, exploring the really amazing kind of gatefold records. Influences of kind of from jazz to opera to rock and roll. Kind of goes from old Stones, Zeppelin to kind of Sigur Rós and James Blake or AC/DC. I mean, it's pretty eclectic, you know. So I've just released my third album, which is called The Banshee and the Moon. And the album, as per my other three albums, have all been released as books. And the album's contained within the book. And there's a piece of art for each of the songs on the album. And the book itself narrates the story behind being an independent artist. So I've crowdfunded three albums, and through the crowdfunding and releasing the albums as books, I've been able to tour worldwide in Australia, New Zealand, Japan, around Europe, and yeah, it's been really good. So I'm just basically now doing the Coffee House Sessions tour to promote this third record. Yeah, so the album itself is called The Banshee and the Moon, and I wrote it when I was living out in Germany. I'd been signed to a label there very briefly, and sort of almost Dickensian vibe to it. And in winter, there's a very low mist that kind of floods through the streets, and I was forever getting lost and being guided home by the moon. And I began writing the story about this character called the Banshee, who was this kind of all-knowing, wise, kind of crazy, free woman. And so the title of the album became known as The Banshee and the Moon, and the songs itself kind of, I guess, narrate the journey, my journey from kind of getting to Berlin and being signed and then being dropped, and then the kind of journey of, I guess, kind of putting my life back together again and sort of trying to really embody a lot of the qualities that this character that I'd created personified. I'm a songwriter, I'm an artist, I'm a writer, I'm a poet, I'm a painter, and everything that I do goes into the music that I create. So it's kind of like really all-encompassing, and there isn't really an aspect of my life that doesn't feel like it's related to music. But if I wasn't doing this, then I'm really into Qigong, which is a form of Chinese meditation, and I'm doing a teacher training in that at the moment, as well as doing all the other things that I'm doing. And yeah, that probably would come more prominent in my life. So I guess my next step is, once this album's kind of done its thing, you know, next, the beginning of next year, I want to start writing again. It's, you know, it's really when you do what I do, which is basically manage myself and kind of creatively kind of producing the books and the art and kind of the projects themselves. There isn't a huge amount of time, so it's either like I'm writing or I'm touring or I'm sorting the releases, or so it kind of goes in a very cyclical wave. So I'm kind of just about to come to the end of this cycle, and it feels like, okay, it's time to start writing again. So we'll see what happens from there. So tonight we're going to do a little short, well, half-hour set. I'm playing songs from The Banshee and the Moon and then from my other two albums. First one's called Labellus and the second one's called Alive. And maybe a couple of new ones that I've sort of been working on in between all the other things that are kind of going on. One of the things that I really love doing is involving people in what I do. And with the crowdfunding, you know, you're really getting really, really close to a lot of the pledges, the people that are kind of facilitating these projects. And it's great seeing them getting inspired by what I'm doing and how that then manifests in their own life, you know, kind of making stuff happen for themselves or kind of getting into their own creativity. So you can find me on Twitter, so it's just @TallulahRendell, and on Facebook, all the kind of normal social media things, but also I guess my website, you can read all about the books and you can listen to the records.
You're definitely the smallest but loudest clapping clouds.
This is a Smoke Radio podcast.